Dr. Judy Mitchell is the president of Joliet Junior College, America's oldest community college, the very first one. Nice enough to join us here this morning on the Turk Furniture Studio Line. Judy, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you very much. And like all the other education institutions in the state and around the country, pretty much, you guys continue to be closed. It's got to be an eerie feeling when you look out at the vast parking lot that you have at the Hobolt Road campus and see no cars there. It's got to be sad for you.
It is. It's very sad. It's kind of surreal what we're going through as a community and just, you know, through our entire country and the world. Something we just couldn't imagine. We talk to so many of our team members and we talk about, you know, our preparation for active shooter and tornado and fire. And, you know, never in our wildest dreams did we have to think we had to plan for a pandemic to this magnitude. So, but I have to say, you know, a shout out to my cabinet members, to the employees at the college. The work that they've been doing over the past week to transition our college to online has just been amazing. The work done throughout the day, all hours of the day, is just greatly appreciated. We are in continual communications with each other, many webinars, conference calls, Zoom meetings, and just the work has been amazing. So I'm very appreciative of our employees.
Judy, how do you pull that off in such a short time? I know you've probably had plans in place, not for a pandemic, but you've had plans in place and you do e-learning already. So I'm sure the system was set, at least the skeleton of that system was set. But how do you get tens of thousands of students to buy into this and tell them that this is what we're doing tomorrow?
Right, exactly. Well, communication is the key. We have been trying to, we're working on sending out email communications to our employees and our students since the closure of the college, just to keep them apprised of what we're doing, the actions that we're taking. The goal, and I know you and I will talk a little bit more on Monday, but the goal is Monday, March 30th, that we go live as an online institution. So the college will be open, but the buildings will be closed. So, you know, we have had quite a few of our classes online, but the transition to our labs and all of the classes, I mean, will completely be in an online format, using various models of technology for the dissemination for this to the students. So a lot of work behind the scenes. Again, I'm so appreciative of the faculty, staff, and the work they're doing and they continue to do.
Dr. Judy Mitchell from Joliet Junior College joining us now. I got tipped off on something you folks are doing to help in this time of need. You're helping, of course, by letting your students stay home and your teachers stay home and administration stay home. But more importantly, or maybe equally as importantly, what you're doing with your 3D printer. Can you let the public know? Because I think this is an absolutely fantastic thing you guys are doing.
I know. It's very exciting. And to know that we're involved and we're making an impact in the community is a great feeling. So earlier this week, I was contacted by our vice chairwoman, Wayne Broderick, and resident Tom McCullough regarding our 3D printers and the need for face masks for our medical health providers. And so immediately I reached out to Amy Murphy. She's our dean over the Maker Lab, and her employee, Deborah Dunn, who was the Maker Lab manager. And we talked about the capability for making those masks. So McCullough had dropped off a couple rolls of resin to the Maker Lab to start producing the face mask. He gave us specifications. And then in addition, Amy, you know, obviously Amazon is very busy right now, but we ordered 50 additional spools of resin from Amazon to be delivered. So Deborah Dawn has taken the lead. She is working 38 to 40 hours a week in our Maker Lab. We're using 9 3D printers for this production. So the masks are being, we have the printers, we have scanners, we have a carving machine, we have the laser cutter and all types of equipment that the students are using to engineer, just for our programs for orthotics and prosthetics, things like that. Mm-hmm. So the face masks now are being produced and we are being distributed. They have been distributed so far to Palos Hospital, Christ Hospital. We have now had demands from or requests from Mercy Hospital, Silver Cross. We've had medical professionals from Lake County reach out to us. So Amy and Deborah are taking the names down, and they can produce approximately 100 masks per day. So the process takes approximately 40 minutes per shield. So it's a very time-consuming venture, but again, 9 machines, we're doing the best that we can. So the masks then are bagged up, and then they've got a tag on the bag with our name. Campus Police Department is picking them up, and then we'll either have the community members pick up at our campus through the Campus Police Department, or we also have volunteers such as Tom who will pick up the mask and deliver them to the hospitals as well. So it's amazing, Scott. I mean, the technology, what we can do, and the nice piece about these masks is they can be reused because they fit within the protective equipment already used at the hospital. So it's a great opportunity for the college. We're extremely pleased with the work that we've been doing. And again, the employees that have stepped up to go above and beyond and to help our health professionals throughout the community and throughout the region.
Unreal. That if anything gives you hope about what we can accomplish when we work together, it's this. That's just an amazing story. I mean, it really, really is.
I know.
And so you're making the masks and manufacturing them right there on campus. You've also delivered other equipment to police and fire around the Joliet, Plainfield, Morris area as well. Other emergency equipment from your school too, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. We have one of our associate nursing professors, Gina Hulbert, and she's a Morris resident, and she's also a previous employee of the Morris Hospital. She actually has quite a few of her students that are conducting their clinicals at Morris Hospital as well. So as the COVID-19 cases began to rise and cripple the hospitals, obviously, the PPE supplies were in high demand, so she reached out to her former colleagues to see how she could help at Morris. Well, this led to additional reach out. We've been in contact with and delivered to Silver Cross Hospital, St. Joe's, Morris, and Amita Health in Plainfield. Dean Amy Gray, Gina Hulbert, Dwayne Stonich, and Char Garibrand have been delivering all types of supplies from face masks to gloves to sanitary wipes, sanitizers, everything that we can do. They've been actively boxing up these supplies from the college throughout, picking and choosing from various departments throughout the college, put these boxes together.
Sure.
And they've been personally delivering to all the ER hospitals in the area. So again, just a great work. I'm so proud of our employees and how they're stepping up to help others within the community.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Couldn't be happier for you guys and your contribution to this crisis. Dr. Judy Mitchell, thank you very much for sharing the incredible news with us, and congratulations to you and all your staff.
Thank you so much, Scott. We appreciate your support. Getting that word out for Joliet Junior College means a great deal to us, so thank you very much.